This is a CK to Z news update.
The Land Conservancy of British Columbia just announced a new conservation covenant created voluntarily by private landowners on southern Cortez Island. According to the Land Conservancy, the 16.49 acres have a wildlife corridor that links two other protected areas, Hanks Beach Forest Conservation Park in the west to Poison Cove in the east.
The property is on traditional lands of the Clahoose and Tla'amin First Nations.
Species such as gray wolf, cougar, and Colombian black-tailed deer traverse the corridor, and there are 17 at-risk species or ecological communities on the property. These include vulnerable species such as gray-blue heron and reindeer lichens, which are blue-listed in British Columbia as species of special concern. The covenant likewise protects existing private walking trails and two ponds, which provide native species of flora and fauna with natural habitat. According to the Land Conservancy's press release, the mature forest stage of the covenant ecosystem is underrepresented in similar protected areas across BC. Executive Director Kathy Armstrong spoke about the significance.
If we don't protect our intact forests and the mother trees and the interconnectivity of our natural systems, we're actually existential threats. So scientists 2 years ago were telling me there was 10 years to make a big change. So maybe there's 8 years, but it's dire, it's important. And there's a lot of people with holdings who care deeply about protecting ecosystems, wildlife habitat, flora and fauna. And they just want to know, how do I make sure this transfers on so that if I sell my property, somebody doesn't come in and amalgamate this and put townhouses or condos or two homes or cut down the trees for revenue or whatever might happen in the future. So there is a large need for this. There's what I call the baby boomer bubble. There's a large number of people in their retirement years who are looking at their holdings and saying, okay, what next? What happens when I'm gone?
The Land Conservancy is a provincial entity, and its main liaison on Cortez Island is biologist Sabina Leader-Mentz.
We have 245 covenants all over the province. But on Cortez Island, Sabina Leader-Mentz is really our cheerleader. So she really works hard to identify properties where the ecological values, the ecosystem protection, wildlife corridors exist. And over the years, we've been slowly adding those properties. So she has meetings with landowners. She explains what the process is. And then we'll come in and walk the property with the landowner. So that's the case with this most recent. But we already have, I believe, 9 other families that have gone through this process. So we're protecting the wildlife corridor for those wolves that traverse through the island. And that's important. And then, of course, people just want to conserve their properties and know that forever, the property, green space, the trees, the ecosystems will be kept intact. That's what a covenant does. It makes sure that that's the case forever.
According to the Land Conservancy, conservation covenants are collaborative and legal agreements between environmentally motivated landowners and a charitable land trust. The Conservancy's press release quoted the property owners as saying, "The reality is that many ecologically important areas like ours would be lost to future development were it not for the existence of the Land Conservancy of BC." Armstrong further clarified how her organization functions.
So we're a land trust. We're a registered charity supported by members and donors. We're not a government body, so no tax dollars coming to us. And so we live by the work that we do and people supporting that work. So people pay memberships or they make donations or bequests to us. And those are the funds that we operate on. And we look for protection in 2 ways. So one is the conservation covenant, but we will sometimes do an acquisition. So where the situation is warranted, we'll purchase a property to protect it forever. And that's one way, but it's an expensive way. So we really encourage private landowners to think about conservation covenants because covenants are less expensive and they protect the land and they don't transfer title. They're registered on title, but they don't transfer title to the land trust. So the owner is still the owner. The owner still operates the property in the way that they always have, but they have the peace of mind of knowing that that property will not be changed. The buildable area is delineated and that area can be changed over time and a new house could be built or some other change in that area. But all the rest, the natural area, is kept and it progresses over time, but it's kept as a natural, intact ecosystem. Land trusts are in the forever game. So land trusts exist in order to protect those things forever. Those covenants registered on title are defensible, they are enforceable, and we go annually to make sure that the subsequent landowner is abiding by those principles that were agreed upon. So it works. We're 25 years into this and it works. We have had legal challenges and we've won in court just most recently this summer. We had a BC Supreme Court challenge to somebody who wanted to take their covenant away. And we had 100% vindication from the justice. So we know that it stands up. And there's penalties within. If somebody does something that goes against the intentions, there's ways for us to levy penalties. So it's a very strong protective measure.
How can people support your work?
I encourage people to just check us out. I mean, read about covenants. If you're a landowner with a special piece of property, reach out. There might be other avenues that we can suggest. It's not always a conservation covenant, but Whaletown Commons, for example, we have covenants on properties there, and there's adjacent landowners that reach out to us. So just think about where your land is, what you know about your land. Usually the landowner is the most knowledgeable, but we do bring in a specialist who does an ecological assessment. But the landowner has the historical knowledge of what animals are there, what rare species might be there, what water sources are there, what special trees are there. So we just encourage people to give us a call. That's what we're here for. We share information and help you figure out. And if you just don't have those assets, you can help us by supporting us so that we can protect other special places. And this year we did two acquisitions. So we protected 27 acres of coastal Douglas fir. And we also bought an island in the Salish Sea to protect it. It's a very special place that we bought outright from the private landowner. So our members and donors support us in that way too.
You've been listening to excerpts from an interview with Kathy Armstrong, Executive Director of the Land Conservancy of British Columbia, as well as their press release about the newest conservation covenant on Cortez Island.